which are Levitical princes in that day, the tribe of Levi. They were the priests of those days.
So they taught their sons for sure.
Oh, I'm sure that Amram, his father, was the one who told him about circumcision. And in fact, he himself was probably circumcised at this point. I'm sure he was in his father's household before he lived in the house of Egypt.
Well,
so that it's real interesting.
Because they circumcised on the eighth day.
Yes.
And how old was he when the Egyptian found him in the stream?
Well, when he was 3 months old, she could no longer, Jochebed could no longer keep him. He was probably getting a little noisy. So that's when she put him in the little basket.
Little basket.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Which these stories are so interesting. But because he neglected to circumcise his son, God made him deathly ill. I think we can really take a lesson from this, Darren, that when we neglect to do what God asks us to do, that I believe there are consequences to our actions. And just for instance, we were talking about the movie that Mel Gibson had released called The Passion of the Christ. Such a tremendous movie. But Mel himself says that he got so many messages, one from an older lady that he didn't even know, and she told him things that no one knew but himself and God. And he says, I really felt that that was the time I had to release that movie. And he worked on it, gave his own, I believe it was $35 million, to bring forth a wonderful movie that we can still enjoy today. It's wonderful. Praise God. So we find that we cannot neglect when we see something and it has been confirmed to us. And I like to do things when it's been confirmed by two or three witnesses or two or three times. Confirmation is good. If we just hear it once, I would really be patient and stand on Scripture. But until I hear it a second time, I wouldn't move if I just heard it once. But here, Moses, I'm sure, had received many warnings about circumcising his son, and he still didn't until that night. I'd like to go to a time when Elijah was just about to come before the Mount Carmel with all of the prophets of Baal and challenge them concerning their God and regarding his God. And this is in 1 Kings 18. This is another time that we find the people did not make decisive movements toward their God. And here in 1 Kings 18, Darren, in verse 21, Elijah came to all the people. They had been swayed and they were wavering. They were worshiping Baal and Asherahs. And Elijah was so grieved here. And he says, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? And this is when many people procrastinate on decisions they truly need to make.
You see, I think God is, many times, wants us to take the promises to the wall. Now, but if you procrastinate, you'll go along and say, well, I'm not quite healed, or I'm just not quite blessed, but you know, I'm not dead yet, and I'm not totally broke, and I'm still got a roof over my head, you know. And we don't take it to the wall. And I'll tell you, these prophets took it to the wall.
Oh, they did.
They said, all right.
Wow.
How long will you hesitate between two opinions? He was putting it on the people, and he was also putting it up to God, saying, all right, where are you here? And I think he felt so alone there. He was standing, in a sense, between heaven and earth, between God and the people, and also between the enemies of God.
Yes.
He's saying, all right, we better find out right now. If God isn't going to come through, kill me, get it over with. Well, I believe, Barbara, that we need to back up and say, listen, Lord, your word says, and you say you watch over your word to perform it. Today's your day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't exist like this. I can't put it off any longer. I am tired of procrastinating. I want something to happen here. And I believe when we get that desperate, God moves.
Yes. It came to him having to challenge the Baal worshipers to a barbecue, as you call it, where the challenge was met by them.
They
were cutting on themselves, and they were calling on their God, and their God didn't come down and burn that sacrifice on the altar. And then Elijah came and poured water, gallons of water, on this sacrifice, and God's fire came down and licked up even the water in the trenches around the altar. I mean, boy, there could be no more question. And these people finally, it says, you know, when he prayed to God and the fire of God fell and consumed the burnt offering, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." But it took so long, and it took a mighty God, mighty man, and a mighty God to change these people's minds.
But you know, Barbara, he knew God well. And I believe this about a lot of our acquaintances and some of our friends, and even sometimes in our own past, where we didn't know God well enough to step up to the line, and we didn't know him well enough because we had procrastinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say to yourself, well, I could have done it, but I didn't. Well, I should have done it, but I didn't. Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you get into all of that kind of stuff, and then pretty soon you start making excuses for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then pretty soon it borders almost on lying. Why didn't you do it?
Yes.
And then you start making excuses, and sometimes I've seen people just out and out lie because they didn't pick it up and go for it. I want to know God so well, and I want to know his promises so well, and underline this word, folks, faithfulness. And I tell you, I love that scripture in Deuteronomy 7:9. Know this, that the Lord your God, we're talking about the God, the Almighty God, know this, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his promises to the thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. So there's the whole deal right there in one verse. He is faithful. He's going to do it for you. If you love him and keep his commandments, well, you've got to spend time in the Word. And that's one of the places where we see people procrastinate so much is they don't read the Word. And I thank God for that Word Power for Every Hour that you put out several years ago. It's blessing so many people. They can get on a Bible reading track, and in 1 year they can read completely through the Bible.
That's right.
But if you're procrastinating, you probably say, well, tomorrow I'll catch up. Well, this weekend I'll have more time. You know, that's a lie from the devil, and we need that spiritual food and feeding that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like this morning when the alarm went off at 5:20, I did not want to get out of bed. But I talked to the Lord about that last night. I said, tomorrow I'm going to get up. Well, then I was able, because I did get up, mm-hmm. finally. Actually, I only laid there a couple of minutes, but I did get up, and I was able to spend an hour and a half praying in the Spirit and reading the Word.
Well, and those are areas we really have to watch.
That's right.
As believers, our time with God, you know, how can you procrastinate as a believer? Okay, in your time with God, in tithing, in paying taxes, and in sowing into the kingdom. And those can be places, well, you know, if the Lord tells you to give something to a person who's really in need, or someone who has really blessed you, even at restaurants, a good server, we pay them. We pay them very well, especially if they serve us well. And if you don't, and you say, oh, well, the next time I'll do that. Well, God wants you to do it now. And so those are areas which you really need to watch, our time with God, our tithing, our paying taxes, and our sowing into the kingdom.
But you know, Barb, I'll tell you, I can tell today, I had time this morning with the Lord. Yesterday morning, I didn't have that time. Today, I can tell more time in my, I can tell that there's more energy in my voice,
mm-hmm.
because there's more energy in my heart, because I fed on the Word of God today.
Well, you prayed in the Spirit, too. Wow,
yes.
that always edifies.
And so, if you're going to get up and your proclamations are going to be full of power, and what you say is going to be full of power, you got to put the power in your heart. And that's the time that you spend feeding yourself with the Word of God and praying in the Spirit. And God communes with you, and he builds you up. You know, you can't go very many days until you're just flat. And then you need to get in and pray in the Spirit and edify yourself. You need to get your spiritual batteries charged up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I'm flat. I mean, I know that. I don't feel good. And I have to get my mouth going, praising God and speaking Scripture. And then I can speak my way right up there. Don't procrastinate anymore, Darren. Don't put it off. Get in there and do it. You know what to do. Just go in there and do it.